Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. For beer, wine and spirits delivered to your door, go to glengarrywines.co.nz.
Yes.
That's a fact. I actually had some Berliner and a Pilsner's and a bottle of Mount Gay Rum delivered to my door today.
Woohoo! Wowee. That's the way to do it.
It's good.
I've got the echo effect on.
Yeah, we're just sorting that out on our end right now, it appears.
No, I can't see mono. That's interesting.
Go ahead, Quillen.
We got rid of the echo.
Shall we phone you so we can get a clear line on this?
Just phone me.
I've only got you in my left ear. Have you got? If you go to the settings on there, Gwilym, the little cog, hang in there, listener, while we do this. If you go to the settings thing, can you select mono only? I'll be your mate.
Is that better?
Nah.
I've got the echo cancel on and everything.
God damn it. God damn it.
Stand by, Gwilym. We'll phone you.
Sounds good.
Just turn that bed up, Big Hungry.
Over the phone line.
This is picking it old school.
Shit, yeah. Well, it works.
It does. It does indeed. It's it's perfect for the sort of old school style cocktail that we're going to be making today, the El Burro.
Someone's having a vodka and a Diet Coke. Is that okay? Or?
Mate, it's if they want to drink their vodka with Diet Coke, more power to them.
Okay.
You know, shit.
Okay,
in front of me,
El Jimador. I have Fentimans Botanically Brewed Ginger Beer and Muddled Lime all together, and I've also got lime juice as well. Is that going to extra lime it?
Oh yeah, man, we're going to make it extra limey. So burro is actually Spanish for donkey. So this cocktail is one of those sort of things that you can just keep adding stuff to and making it basically anything you want while still retaining the tequila ginger sort of situation.
Okay.
The ginger coming from the Fentimans.
Yes, indeedy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So it's a classic. Yeah. Is it a classic sort of Central American cocktail?
Well, no, essentially I think of it as an American cocktail, so it's people who like a Moscow Mule but don't like vodka.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And the tequila we're using this afternoon, tell us about it, Gwilym.
So El Jimador, it's basically a homage to the Jimadors, so... Or the Jimador, if you want to be super...
What do you do with that J? It's one of those J's.
It's El Jimador is what people used to call it when I first started pouring this.
Get me an El Jimador, please. What'd you say? A Jimador. Just yelling at you.
So the Jimadors are basically the guys who pull the piñas out of the ground. That's the base of the cactus, which is what they make tequila out of.
It's 100% de aguave.
Yep. That's how you know it's good.
Nice light colour, nice light golden colour. Doesn't look like your cheap run of the mill.
It's no Jose Cuervo from Shadows.
I didn't want to say names. I didn't want to say names, but you can.
Course, yeah, I can get away with it.
Of course, you can get your Jose at Glengarry Wines. Also, they've got everything down there.
So, I hear my recipe is a little cryptic today, huh? Cryptic?
Well, it's more like it's turning into a bit of an art piece here. You've just kind of splattered a picture of what I don't know. It looks like nothing really.
I think it's the printer. I think it's the printer just like printing off an Excel spreadsheet, just gives it whatever formatting it wishes.
One sentence just goes under it. It garnish with long wedges and bitters optional / whatever something.
Yeah, basically whatever herbs you can find. I went out before this and I foraged some rosemary from the end of a
rosemary. What?
Yeah, rosemary. we're gonna get funky up in here. Like, that's why we call it the donkey, because you can basically
we don't have any
keep adding to it. That's fine. What can you forage from the BFM kitchen? I'm sure there must be something growing in there.
Some mouldy hummus.
Hey, Bridge will be looking for that in about 2 weeks. You know that, okay? Love you, Bridge.
Talk us through the cocktail. How do we make it, mate?
All right, so we're gonna crack this tequila.
Ours is already open. Is that normal?
Yeah, that's normal if you've had a couple before, just to get you ready.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So we normally go with 30 mil to try and make it not too party, but it's Thursday, it's lockdown. We're gonna up the ante to 45 mil.
Okay, so just a full shot glass in each one. I'm making two.
And a half. Full shot glass.
Am I building this in the glass?
In the glass.
Do I put ice in there yet? No, just put the hemidor.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Put the hemidor in first.
A shot and a half each. Okay, doing that now.
Yeah.
One, two to space. And then I'll just do another one and just halve that.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. Oop.
Alright, then we're going to get a little liming, so we're going to do half a shot of lime in each.
What, the lime juice?
15 mils, or the lime juice.
Is lime juice is it as expensive as limes are expensive? Like, is lime juice the same price as lemon juice in the same bottle, or is it...
It's probably all the weird shaped limes pressed.
Is it though?
Yeah, no, it's
actually,
all the weird shaped
really
limes.
But it's, I know it I was looking is, at you, but...
it is actually more expensive than
it
lemon
is?
Juice, but... This one in your funky little bottle actually is made from Mexican limes.
See.
Oh, the cheapest of all the limes.
Okay, how
the
many...
The cheapest of all the limes.
How much lime juice am I putting in here? I'm afraid of the lime juice.
Half a shot glass. It's 15 mils.
That's a lot, dog.
Trust me. You're going to dig it.
Okay. Squeezing that out the teat, going into the shot glass there.
Yo! That is the other good thing. Like, I got to love these little squeezy bottles, right? They make me feel... Very professional at
home. Oh man, I just tasted lime juice and my face is inverting. A little black hole effect.
Bit tart? Quite tart?
Quite tart. Probably about $4 I just tasted.
Are your pupils dilating?
Oh my god, it wasn't lime juice at all. Feels like
can
the
you get, can you get a contact high from lime juice? That's my question.
I don't know. How much? I'll just keep dripping it in. We'll see what happens. Okay.
All right. So now that we've got that in there, we're going to put some ice in.
They're not very even for some reason. Oh. Ice. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, we're going to fill it with ice.
Ice is going in there. Fill it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love a good built-in the glass drink.
It's unsanitary. I just got rid of an ice cube.
Oh no. Alright. So
wait. I'm still filling up.
We've got big glasses up here, Gwillem.
Is that okay? Okay, I'm pretty good.
Pull out the old tiki mug.
I'm good. Just the right amount of ice, actually, John.
So now we're going to give them all a little stir.
Okay,
Just stir it with those tongs, mate.
What would you send
to
what?
Or use your finger if you have to.
Yeah, no, that's not working.
I've got tongs up here, mate. We've got tongs and hand sanitizer in the works.
I have to do them one at a time. I feel like we could rim this drink. Like, rim it with a little bit of salt or something, you know? Like, make it a little bit funky dunky in there.
Mate, you can, like I said, it's a real workhorse. You can sort of do whatever you want.
Look at this technique. Yes.
I can't see it from here. I'm too far away.
Crunchy.
I've got the two glasses side by side, and I'm using the tongs spread out to mix both glasses at the same time. And I'm quite proud of it. So.
That is some crunchy, crunchy foley right there. So I'm into it.
Can I use orange or lemon leaves for flavour in a cocktail? Fucking,
yes.
You know what? Actually, Gwillem, I'll answer this one. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can use it for flavour. It's not saying that it will flavour nicely, but it will indeed flavour the drink.
If you've got kefir lime is great.
Fuck, you know what? I love... this tequila, this El Jimador. I've had it before and it's quite fond of it.
It's great.
I don't think I've had a bad time.
It's a real deal. Shots
on. It really
on.
Is.
Shots on.
All right, so let's crack these Fenties and see if we can't get a little fizzy.
Okay. Fenty's got a cute little dog on it with its tongue out, as dogs do.
Oh, sorry. It's already open as well. I don't know why.
Have we got enough?
I'm glad you guys have been like been practicing.
It's what Jacinda wants. Now
she wants you guys to come out of this as absolute cocktail pros. Mm.
Now this Fentimans, it's worth mentioning, a little bit more grunty than your Bundaberg. You know, it's got a bit more bite. It's got a bit more bite, a bit more personality, a little bit more refined, more of a rod and gun wearing ginger beer.
More flavour.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say it's not quite supreme, but it's definitely the rod and gun of ginger beer.
That's right.
We'll pull out the supreme next week, so we can get some real spicy situations going on.
Am I just filling this up to the top from a height, so I get a bit of foam?
Mate, that's the joy right there.
Okay, am I doing that now?
You do it now. Get in there. Put it in the glass. What's some good fizz? So.
Fuck yeah, man! Jesus, I think it's a good drink.
Is it done? Can I
calm down?
You guys can. I'm gonna keep doing the other tutu. So. If you've got bitters at home, you want to do like a couple of dashes of bitters on top?
Yeah, we do. I think there's bitters.
I actually think there's old bitters in the fridge up here. Do bitters go off, mate?
I've got my cherry bitters, but I don't think it's here.
Yeah,
cherry bitters won't really work with this, though, will it?
Mate, you can use any bitters and it will work. If you've got your cherry bitters, whether you whack some cherry bitters on there, and I'm sure it'll be gangster.
What about some balsamic vinegar? Might have some of that.
If you want to, yeah, man, we can just take it down to savory tip. Like it's the world is your oyster with this drink.
Okay, what about actual oyster? Would that? Hang on. Oh, yeah, we got Frank. Okay, is this the most obscure of all the bitters? Black walnut.
Oh, it's one of my personal favourites.
Is it? It was probably yours. In sentence.
Most definitely.
how much am I putting in here?
Put like two or three dashes on top.
Oh man, it smells like fucking the backseat of the old Tirana. Whoa,
it's sounds like it's a bad thing.
How many am I putting in? A couple?
Two on top.
Two drops.
Get a little coloured layout on top.
Bink, bink. Oh yeah, it's going in a little. It does look like balsamic vinegar though. Anyway.
Yeah, you could use it. It'd be a little umami bomb.
Oh man.
So I'm just gonna give it a little.
John's trying to take mine. Is that normal? Should I mix it one more time or nah?
No, you want to leave it on top.
Okay,
you
want to
leave it on top.
It's kind of fell right through.
What I'm doing now is I'm just popping in a little sprig of rosemary in each of these bad boys.
Okay, yeah,
and a couple of lime wedges. I'm sure Hungry's doing exactly the same as what I'm doing right now.
We've used cannabis sticks.
Hey, that would work. You know, it's in the US. There's a massive trend towards THC cocktails.
Yo.
Yeah, and CBD cocktails. Like there's a non-alcoholic bar in New York called Listen Bar, where you can actually get CBD added to your drink for an extra buck. To any drink, they'll add CBD.
Nice. Just a little healing property. Kind of like going to Tank and getting the extra couple of shots.
Exactly. Like that wheatgrass. It's like that wheatgrass vibe, but
for your immunity.
Your non-alcoholic cocktail. So, yeah.
Shit, it's good, mate. It's good. Actually, the walnut has kind of tripped it out, just kind of skewed it in a direction. John's made it. We've made a couple of these, full disclosure, one yesterday and one today. And this is the best one, I think, that we've had so far, John. Wouldn't you agree?
I love this drink. It's nice and clean. It's fresh on the palate. It's got that citrusy note. And I think the tequila really holds it all together because, I mean, I don't know, tequila's just a good old buzz, eh?
It's also wet and it's got alcohol in it, which I really like.
But those are key properties.
We should say, Gwilym, that Glengarry's have made it really easy for everyone. You can go to the Glengarry website, and I think you click on spirits and then go down to spirit bundles, and you basically sell the whole thing. You can just get the kit with everything there.
This one, you've got enough to make 23 cocktails, and I think it's like $84 before delivery, so it works out something like $4 a cocktail.
Rad.
So, and if you're buying this down a bar, you know, you'd be paying, shit, $16. At least. So it's almost like a social.
Hey, good luck like getting one at a bar group. Right now, by the way. So
exactly. Unless you've got a home bar.
So, and you could. You very well could.
Yeah.
If you use the Glengarry website. Jeez.
It's kind of like a kids' activity, except for adults. You know?
Yeah.
Just arts and crafts, except cocktails.
You got a flat of four people, you know, that's $21 each.
Now's the time. You can't drive.
It's a night of entertainment. Like, you can all get ripped. and sit on the couch. Mm. Great. Watch Tiger King.
Again. Okay, Gwilym, look, mate, it's always a pleasure, obviously. We'll try our hardest not to drink the next cocktail before the next cocktail, Gwilym, next week.
You can do it, man. I trust you guys. It's just, you know, you're just practicing.
This is true.
That's why we gave it to you.
So, obviously, if anybody wants any of these situations, go ahead and have a little skim across the Glengarry website. Get a little delivery. Make it a big old delivery for the whole flat.
It does even have the recipe on there as well if you do jump on the website. So if you want to make it at home,
this one's simple. This one's nice and simple. It's actually like I know you're like, have a shot, John, but this is much more my pace. This is how I like my tequila. It'd be great if you had a little cut on your lip too, like every time.
But you get the little booze as well, so you're kind of cleaning it out at the same time.
Yeah, no, as I mentioned, the alcohol is definitely a good part of it. A good part that I like.
All right, guys.
Okay,
well, bud. I'll leave you. Happy birthday for Tuesday again, Hungry. Hope you had many teenies.
Thanks. Thank you. I drank a lot of not good whiskey, actually.
Did you drink the mystery bottle?
It was like a John something.
Oh, this
whiskey.
Is your flatmate's.
No, it was my whiskey, but I can't remember what it was. I was going to drink the French brandy, but I left that.
Should have had the brandy.
All right, mate. Take it easy out there.
See you guys later.
Toodles.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. For beer, wine and spirits delivered to your door, go to glengarrywines.co.nz.